Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi again, everybody. As our friends in Florida and all the way up the southeastern coast gets ready for a close encounter with Hurricane Isaias, our weekend weather will be totally unaffected by the hurricane. You could run into an evening storm somewhere in the area. Some widely scattered storms will be around. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 73. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day with a high temperature in the low to mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices, only isolated storms at best. Lows at night in the mid-70s, and not much change on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Postman, you want to introduce this video?
Yes. Yes, we have a little short video that we want to play you. And it's in conjunction with the rant that Terry just did, and my comments on it before we went on break, and it consists of the actual vision that George Washington had, and we played it on the show before, but I think we need to play it again.
Now I'm going to talk about George Washington. This is in the Library of Congress. I don't know how you'll receive this. I don't know how spiritual you are or are not, but you can look up George Washington's vision and prophecy for America. George Washington was probably one of the best human beings that's ever lived in America. He loved this country. He gave everything for it, as it said, first in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen. People have tried for generations to dig up dirt on this man. It's not there. So in the darkest days of the war, they were in Valley Forge. In 1777, people were deserting by the thousands. Washington's army had suffered several reverses, and so their situation was desperate. And the Continental Congress wasn't helping. Oftentimes, George Washington was known to go and pray. It was winter, there was a lot of disease and exposure, people were sick, they didn't have shoes. Now, Anthony Sherman was one of the observers. What had happened is that on a particular day, George Washington went out to pray, he came back. This is what Anthony Sherman said. He said his face was pale, a shade paler than usual. He called everybody, all of his officers, into his quarters. Once they were in attendance, he shared with them this story of this experience that he'd had. He said, I'm going to share it with you. This afternoon, as I was sitting at this table engaged in preparing a dispatch, something seemed to disturb me. Looking up, I beheld standing opposite me a singularly beautiful female. So astonished was I, for I had given strict orders not to be disturbed, that it was some moments before I found language to inquire the cause of her presence. A second, a third, even a fourth time did I repeat my question, but received no answer from my mysterious visitor except a slight raising of her eyes. By this time, I felt strange sensations spreading through me. I would have risen, but the riveted gaze of the being before me rendered volition impossible. I essayed once more to address her, but my tongue had become useless as though it had become paralyzed. A new influence, mysterious, potent, irresistible, took possession of me. All I could do was gaze steadily, vacantly at my unknown visitor. Gradually, the surrounding atmosphere seemed as if it had become filled with sensations and luminous. Everything about me seemed to rarefy. The mysterious visitor herself became more airy and yet more distinct to my sight than before. I now began to feel as one dying, or rather experience the sensations which I had sometimes imagined accompany dissolution. I did not think, I did not reason, I did not move. All were alike impossible. I was only conscious of gazing fixedly, vacantly at my companion. Presently, I heard a voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." While at the same time, my visitor extended her arm eastwardly, I now beheld a heavy white vapor at some distance rising fold upon fold. This gradually dissipated. I looked upon a strange scene. Before me lay spread out in one vast plain all the countries of the world, Europe, Asia, Africa, and America. I saw rolling and tossing between Europe and America, the billows of the Atlantic, and between Asia and America lay the Pacific. Son of the Republic, said the same mysterious voice as before, look and learn. At that moment, I beheld a dark, shadowy being, like an angel, standing, or rather floating in midair between Europe and America. Dipping water out of the ocean in the hollow of each hand, he sprinkled some upon America with his right hand, while with his left hand, he cast some on Europe. Immediately, a cloud raised from these countries and joined in mid-ocean. For a while, it seemed stationary, and then it moved slowly westward until it enveloped America in its murky folds. Sharp flashes of lightning gleamed through it at intervals, and I heard the smothered groans and cries of the American people. A second time, the angel dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled it out as before. The heavy, dark, heavy cloud was then drawn back to the ocean, in whose heavy billows it sank from view. A third time, I heard the mysterious voice say, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." I cast my eyes upon America and beheld villages and towns and cities springing up one after another until the whole land, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, was dotted with them. Again, I heard the mysterious voice say, "Son of the Republic, the end of the century cometh. Look and learn." At this, the dark, shadowy angel turned his face toward, and from Africa, I saw an ill-omened specter approach our land. It flitted slowly over every town and city of the latter. The inhabitants presently set themselves in battle array against each other. As I continued looking, I saw a bright angel on whose brow rested a crown of light, and on which traced the word Union, bearing the American flag, which he placed between the divided nation, and said, "Remember ye our brethren." Instantly, the inhabitants, casting from them their weapons, became friends once more, and united around the national standard. And again, I heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." At this, the dark, shadowy angel placed a trumpet into his mouth and blew three distinct blasts. And taking water from the ocean, he sprinkled it on Europe, Asia, and Africa. Then my eyes beheld a fearful scene. From each of these countries arose thick, black clouds. that were soon joined into one. Throughout this mass were gleamed a dark red light, by which I saw hordes of armed men, who, moving with the cloud, marched by land and sailed by sea to America. Our country was enveloped in the volume of cloud, and burned. I saw these vast armies devastate the whole country. I saw the burning of villages, towns, and cities that I beheld springing up. As my ears listened to the thundering of the cannon, clashing of swords, and the shouts and cries of millions in mortal combat, I heard again the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." When the voice had ceased, the dark, shadowy angel placed his trumpet once more to his mouth and blew a long and fearful blast. Instantly, a light as of a thousand suns shone down from above above me and pierced and broke into fragments the dark cloud that which enveloped America. At the same time, a moment, the angel upon whose head still shone the word Union and who bore our national flag in one hand and a sword in the other descended from the heavens attended by legions of white spirits. These immediately joined the inhabitants of America, who I perceived were well nigh overcome, but who immediately taking courage again closed up their broken ranks and renewed the battle. Amid the fearful noise of the conflict, I heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." And the voice ceased, and the shadowy angel for the last time dipped the water from the ocean, sprinkled it upon America. Instantly the dark cloud rolled back, together the armies it had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious. Then once more I beheld villages, towns, and cities springing up where I had seen them before, while the bright angel, planting the azure standard he had brought in the midst of them, cried with a loud voice, "While the stars remain and the heavens send down dew upon the earth, so long shall the Union last." And taking from his brow the crown on which emblazoned the word Union, he placed it upon the standard, while the people kneeling down said amen. The scene instantly began to fade and dissolve. I at last saw nothing but the rising, curling vapor I first beheld. This also disappearing, I found myself once more gazing upon the mysterious visitor, who in the same voice I had heard before said, "Son of the Republic, what you have seen is thus interpreted. Three great perils will come upon the Republic." And I will finish that when we come back about the three great perils that will come up or have come upon America. We'll be right back after this. Okay, thank you. We're back. So this we've had the vision, and then closing, this mysterious visitor, the female angel that's standing before Washington, says, "Three great perils will come upon the Republic. The most fearful is the third. But in this greatest conflict, the whole world united shall not prevail against her. Let every child of the Republic learn to live for his God, his land, and the Union." With these words, the vision vanished, and I started from my seat and felt that I had seen a vision wherein I had been shown to me the birth, progress, and destiny of the United States. Thus ended General George Washington's vision and prophecy for the United States of America, as told in his own words. So, if you look...
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Montgomery's favorite mattress store since the last century, and I'm sorry to say the amazingly successful last half of July sale is over. I was going to start a back-to-school sale, but that's kind of a sore subject with folks now. So Mr. Sandman Mattress is now having an awesome August sale. This sale will absolutely end on August 15th because that's when our Labor Day sale starts. What I am trying to say is Mr. Sandman is always having a sale on Central Alabama's largest selection of mattresses, beds, and headboards. We won't sell the cheapest of the cheap, but we do have a nice selection of budget mattresses. mattresses, a whole lot of queen sets between $4.99 and $8.99, and our premium sets now include Beautyrest Black, Serta Eye Comfort, latex sets from Jameson and Sutherland. We also stock adjustable bases, and we have a few special purchases, full-size adjustable bases on sale for only $4.99. We have added more bedroom suits, and we can special order. Come see us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
I'm a mom with two children who love sports. One girl, one boy, and they're all about playing ball. I love sports too because it keeps them active and healthy and teaches them great life lessons like how to be part of a team. But I worry about them getting hurt. Sprained ankles, heat illnesses, even concussions. How do I know that their coaches know how to keep them safe? Here's how. Because Alabama is the first state in the nation to pass a law that requires all youth coaches of kids 14 and under to complete a certified training course in injury recognition and prevention. They call it the Coach Safely Law. I call it the right thing to do. So, Coach, before I drop my kids off at their first practice with you, I have one very important question. Do you coach safely?
Sponsored by the Coach Safely Foundation, the Alabama Recreation and Parks Foundation, the ABA, and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
Take care of business here in the studio. Postman, you want to explain to people what they just heard?
Yeah, that video never gets old to me. I mean, I can
it's amazing.
I can say, yeah, it is. It is. And it harkens back to, you know, today's, you know, when I was a kid and I was watching the 1967 war and and for Israel, you know, when almost all of the Middle East, you know, came against them.
Mm-hmm. They still kicked their butts.
Right. Uh-huh. And the reason being was that Israel got a heavenly army to defend them.
Yes.
They actually fill their flanks, fill their ranks, and pull Israel through. And the same thing happened with George Washington in 1777. And the same thing will happen to the United States. I'm telling you in advance, folks. So that's...
Wait. What do you mean the same thing will happen to the United States? What do you mean?
The same thing will happen to the United States. We are going to get a heavenly army to fill our ranks when we get invaded. It's coming.
You think?
It's coming.
See, I don't see it that way. I think America's Babylon, and the Bible says we're going to be destroyed because of everything we've done, and I think we will. But
well, you've got to look at America. America's been in duality since its inception.
Oh, absolutely.
And the actual, that part of it is being rooted out now because God said he will expose it, you know, before she's destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
She actually has to die, for sure, but she will come back, but not... She won't be raised up like the mythical bird, like the
phoenix.
Like the phoenix. No, she won't rise like that.
I hope not. No. Okay, this next video, you want to set it up, or you want me to just let her roll, Captain?
Well, the video we're about to play now is something I've been talking about here since I've been on the program, and there is a this is about to take place. And I've been talking about this, you know, for the last three programs, that at some point in time, the United States is going to get a meteor shower. And here's the evidence. Listen.
Okay, here we go.
Are you thirsty?
Yeah, it was losing you there for a second. But let me just ask you this, because one of the things that I was told by my FEMA contact is that they anticipated that besides the rocks that would hit, some of the singular rocks, that we would end up having, and this would be towards the end of the year going into next year, we would have what they called showers of meteorites. and it would come like a storm almost, that it would just come down, hundreds of them would come down, and that would come in waves, that it wouldn't happen all at once, but you get a wave here, and then that would stop, and then would come another wave of them. I've also been told by the friends that are contractors for the Pentagon that we would see that as well, but they spoke about it being that they could be the size of basketballs coming down.
Wow.
How would you relate any of your evidence on this?
Okay, Verada spoke about the possibility of the sizes of it and the incoming into the atmosphere of Earth and come through whatever barriers there are, that we could end up with things as small as marbles to the size of large, he used the term, the balls that you use when you work out, the balls that weigh like 30 pounds, and you toss them back and forth. He used that as a descriptive word. That's larger than a basketball.
Yes.
And then it's almost what you're being told. The same thing. As the end of the year progressed and the beginning of next year, it would be a very inordinate number, where that would be what people would say, my goodness, you know, 30, 40 of them came in one day. And then they would be like, people, like you said, the light bulb would go on and they'd say, well, this is not normal. And we must be in real trouble. So then out of all those that would be coming inbound, according to his writing, there would be at times larger ones. And he never said about one hitting a major populated city or area, but he said it would be extremely life-threatening. And that's what he wrote, and it was kind of an open statement. And I even a couple of the people there to make sure I was reading my Spanish correctly. I said, yes, that's what you wrote, and you're reading it correctly. So there are things coming inbound that would be life-threatening. And that's the way he left it on that note, on that particular subject that he was writing on. And it would accelerate and become more and more and more. And then one point that he said, as a point, other observatories throughout the world would not be able to deny any further, that was his word, they could not deny any further that there was something coming inbound, a large planetoid / comet, because all the observatories would be able to see it by the beginning of 2021. And then after that, there would be so much inbound fragments coming in that the general everyday public, they will know, and they will be like, how long have you people known about this? And again, what your one resource told you, what the separate resource told me, was the thing that under Carter was set up was when they discovered this thing. And it was also during the time that Verada was doing all of his research. That's how long they've known about this, at least back to the late 70s.
Wow. And I have heard that even going back into the 60s, they were already speculating this coming in. But like you said, too, the 70s is another time frame as well. Now, I know that Verada, when I watched the television broadcast where they had him in, they focused a lot on where he could predict earthquakes and things like that, weather events based on moving celestial bodies. Did you see anything in his notes where he talked about radical changes in the weather from this incoming system?
Yes, weather changes, the movement of tectonic plates would happen, earthquakes, mainly a lot of very strange and unusual weather changes to the point where, and now I'm using my words right now, so this is not Verada's words.
Okay.
And what I got out of it was this. We would be able to witness weather patterns that were not normal, like tornadoes out in the ocean and all of that kind of stuff. And we're like cyclones would go on in the Southeast Asian area of the world and all that stuff. we will start seeing those occurring in Central and South America. Cyclones and big ones and very devastating. And that would be in 2021.
Wow. And this is something that Glenn originally told me was that we would that would be one of the major factors that we would see in the beginning would be radical weather changes, increased activity in earthquakes, volcanoes erupting. Then we would go into storms like never before. We would see at one point it would finally get to a place where we would see winds on the earth at 200 miles an hour. And just unimaginable.
He didn't quote miles per hour. He didn't quote miles per hour, but he said it would be windage and weather changes that we have never seen before or ever been recorded in any writings on the planet before.
Wow. Wow. Just that in itself is quite frightening. Now, according to our FEMA source, and I know Ferrada did speak about this because you're also mentioning how he talked about the tectonic plates moving, but my FEMA source spoke about how that the Earth would be ripped at the seams, that when the actual main celestial body comes in, that because it's an iron-based comet, that it will have a major effect on the gravitation of the Earth, and that literally it will cause continents to divide. Does he speak any of this in the writings or record this in his writings?
Okay, what I read, he did not speak to the point of continents ripping apart, but he said that because of the gravitational pull and the changing in the power of magnitude or the magnetism of Earth, it would change so radically that it would be a very sure possibility that that could happen.
Wow. Now, I do know one thing that I found interesting, Robert, was that what you had shared with me was the time frame is more drawn out in Ferrada's writings than what I'm being told now. You know, I was told that things would happen and they would escalate and that around March, April next year, we would be at the climax point. But from what I understand in the notes that you had, were able to see, that this time frame would be drawn out much further and the events spread out much further as well, to where it would not be as devastating in the beginning until actually, if I'm not mistaken, several years later.
Yes, but remember, he constantly rewrote notes to himself and telling himself and anybody who's going to read anything of this in the future that these are only estimates. They cannot be done in an exact science at that time. And when he actually wrote and complained that he wished he had another 20 or 30 years of life, that he believed that by that time he would be able to give a more accurate prediction.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
My caretaker was very rough with me. I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the Department of Justice, ADECA grant number 18-VA-VS-050, the ABA, and this station.
I hate wearing masks. They're hot, they scratch,
they fog up my glasses.
But when it comes to staying safe,
they're the best thing we've got.
So if we all wear them,
we won't have to wait on a vaccine
to get Alabama back to work,
or to have school and football in the fall,
or for small businesses to start growing again,
and our friends and family to stay healthy.
So let's wear our masks
so we can live our lives,
get our economy moving,
and keep Alabama open.
Brought to you by Wind Creek Hospitality and the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce, who encourages you to mask up, MGM.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at RiversideUSA.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi again, everybody. As our friends in Florida and all the way up the southeastern coast gets ready for a close encounter with Hurricane Isaias, our weekend weather will be totally unaffected by the hurricane. You could run into an evening storm somewhere in the area. Some widely scattered storms will be around. They'll fade out tonight. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day with a high temperature in the low to mid-90s, triple-digit heat indices, only isolated storms at best. Lows at night in the mid-70s, and not much change on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The time frame. And we did stretch it out to 2026, 2027. And I don't want to call it the pinnacle or the peak of it, but it would be at that point that the whole planet would be dealing with all these destructive reports going on. And he said, there's no escaping it. He said, in his writing, he wrote, there is no escaping it's what is coming to this planet. No escaping.
That's interesting as well, Robert. You know, I actually spoke with another a source just recently who for the Federal Emergency Management Agency down in, I believe it's Texas, shared with me that that they had worked with a particular sheriff that knew quite a bit about this information and how that, that you know, in their preparations. I actually lost my thought of what I was going to say on that. But anyway, let me move on then. I know that what you're saying that Ferrada had wrote, that given this time frame between 2020, but roughly 2027, I know my own source originally had said to me that they did think it was 2010 that this was going to come through, but they got their calculations wrong. And when we were coming up earlier, I think around March of this year, when I first broke the story on knowing that they believed it's coming now, he said that there were events that they could see that were making it more obvious that this time they're right on it, and that one of them was the ocean had risen 4 inches, where now Miami was 4 inches underwater, and that he even told me at that time, he said, in 6 months, I'll have a better idea of exactly when this is going to come through. But at that point, he was already saying roughly about 18 months. And he said anywhere from a year to 18 months out that this would actually come through. So there, and of course, and one man that had met me in Kansas had given me this memory stick. He did like Parada. He had put he had a lot of information on this memory stick. But in one particular part, he had estimated it, in his estimations, 2023, roughly thereabout, we would begin to see this. And he talked about the debris field would come first, like you're saying as well. But he mentioned something in his notes that debris field had been caused by a collision when it came through many years ago. When it hit Jupiter, and that's what would cause that debris field. Do you see anything like that in these notes?
No, nothing about that. Nope, not about that. Okay. And I just remember earlier in that conversation right now that it might be quite possible because when the Hipparchus is coming through, it would pass certain planetoids like Jupiter or others where it would slow down and then speed up, lose debris field, and they have more debris fields created because of that magnetism and that pull on it. And I wouldn't discount it. This guy, if he does the results and he's got calculations, but it might have collided with Jupiter at some point, it's quite possible.
That's interesting.
It could have happened.
Yes.
I don't know.
That is very interesting because I can't help but think, Robert, and you mentioned, like you said, it loses some of its debris field. And this is something that Glenn said to me as well, that Jupiter, he said, kind of like a divine providence, really shields the Earth from a lot of this. But there's something I'm curious to see if you've ever noticed this as well. Glenn said that one thing that they had not anticipated was the increased radiation that the Earth is absorbing because of what's coming, and therefore it was heating the core of the Earth up. Did you happen to run across anything similar to that?
Yes, that's from the heating up of the core of the Earth, or radiation increases. Not in the writings, but from Barada that I was about to be privy to read, or anybody else that I've spoken to. That's a new angle on this whole thing.
Okay, and it may be because they're experiencing it now, and that's what he was saying. He said when they built the underground bunkers, they had never anticipated that particular aspect. And he said now the Earth was heating up kind of like an egg boiling in water and beginning to crack, and that's what they were experiencing, and they were very fearful of going underground as a result of that. And now I am curious about one other thing, and I won't hold you too more longer, Robert, and then we'll have to try to do this again in the future. But I've had a couple of the sources mention, in particular one, my FEMA engineer has spoken about, and didn't say why, but said that Miami, Orlando, Jacksonville, and there's one other city, Savannah, Georgia, will all be totally destroyed. Now, I don't know if that's because of maybe an impact at sea. I know that my Washington source had mentioned before that they have the ability of tracking the larger rocks. So I don't know if there's anything that he may have said as far as, well, you mentioned earlier he never spoke about any specific cities being hit or anything. Does he talk about anything hitting the oceans?
Oh, yeah. He, of course, he said that, it would come to a point where there would be so many inbound coming inbound that they would be hitting in the ocean. And he said that this is one calculation that he had that was a little bit more refined, but his estimation and on the side or the angle that it would be at that point with the debris coming in, that the larger pieces would be hitting the ocean area rather than the land masses. That's one thing I went back and checked on through my notes. So,
wow.
Yeah, tsunami and things like that, that's probably where they're getting that information is from open ocean impacts of larger asteroids from the debris field and then tsunami activity.
Well, you know, there was, and I'm curious about this as well, Robert. I know that my own source said that, like, Israel, Syria, not the coast of Israel, but the interior of Israel, Syria, and also parts of China and middle of Africa would actually be spared a lot of this. And I don't know why that is, but he said the United States would really be devastated. He said almost like an extinction level event. But interestingly enough, even when it comes to Israel, Gil Broussard had sent me a photograph today that it showed that the coastlines of Israel used to be further inland. And I know he also is anticipating that this is going to come through starting this year and heavily impact us by next year. Any thoughts on those issues?
Okay, wait, you just said that the coastline of Israel used to be further inland?
Yeah, that was something that Gil Broussard sent to me, and of course I was told that when this all happens, that the coastline of Israel would be heavily impacted by tidal waves, but not like when you go up into the mountains, all that area would be safe. That Israel, for the most part, is a safe zone. Because of the way the Mediterranean is sitting, it's harder for big waves to come in like that. But northern Africa would be destroyed. And also like Tel Aviv, Haifa, Ashkelon, those cities there would also be destroyed when this thing comes through.
And that would stem to the debris, the comets coming in, or asteroids coming in, or because of a tsunami?
That's supposed to be because of a pole shift that will create a tsunami, that when we actually go through the pole shift itself, and I guess that's when Herbocules is actually passing between the sun and the earth. That's what I was told. When it passes between the sun and the earth, which, you know, it'd be a long way out. It would probably wouldn't look that big to us, but...
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
But nonetheless, as it passes through there, I was told that we would have two things would happen. The magnetosphere would collapse and that the Earth would take a sudden jolt. And when it does, it'll begin to shift for a space, I want to say I was told 6 hours by one source and I think 2 hours by the other.
Okay, well, now I've heard things like that when I was doing all this research a long time ago. Similar things about when the resonance was between the sun and us, almost the same thing that you just said, that the jolt and the angle change, like you said, would happen like that. But remember, at that point, there won't be any place on planet Earth that you're going to be that you will be able to see a Vulcanus with a naked eye. At that point, there will be no hiding it, no hiding with your details. They can't come up with any BS story. It is going to be what it is. And also, addressing what you said a moment ago about the underground bunkers, I have also heard from people through a couple of sources recently, the last few months, that they are now really second. I didn't say why, but they're really worried because the dumps that they built for whatever's going on in the inside of the Earth, that they don't believe it's going to bring that much of a very a good protection or.
One moment, guys. We got you blank just for a minute, Robert. It stopped on us right when you said that it won't be good protection inside.
They built.
Okay.
But they may not be as productive as they thought.
Exactly. Robert, I'll tell you what. Yeah. Listen, I really appreciate you taking the time to discuss these things, Robert. And I do want to bring you back on again very soon. To discuss these things. And listen, those of you that are listening in on this broadcast here, I appreciate Robert because he's just an honest brother. He's a believer, and I really appreciate him tremendously being willing to share this information. And of course, like myself, he just wants to know the truth. And I think, too, it also gives us maybe it helps even calm people a little bit more, because the way I've been told thus far, it seems like that things will get really drastic sometime in September and getting only worse by the end of the year. But from some of the notes that Robert has been able to view, it looks like it could start, of course, this year, but maybe not be as drastic as what we have been informed that it could, that it could be. So I think that gives people a little bit more comfort zone in hearing that. But at the same time, my desire is that we are prayed up and that our hearts are right with the Lord Jesus, because we are certainly living in the last days. And at the same time, there's no way when it comes to falling rocks, that's only God's grace wherever we are at that time. That's not going to matter. Even if you're here in Florida, I just don't want to be here with their stupid COVID virus laws and regulations. I want to be somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. I feel a little bit better by that, and of course, with 5G. But when it comes to these rocks, that's only the mercy of God wherever we're at the time. But quite frankly, I look at it this way, too. If a rock comes falling down out of the sky, some meteorite happens to land on your house, we'll just go meet Jesus that much sooner, because I don't even think you'd feel it.
That's right. And that's what I was going to tell people. If this gives people a little bit more calm and a little bit more reserve about what's coming, that's what my goal was. And also remember, the number one thing is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And pray up to him every day and seek him out, and he will be there for you, and he will calm you and pray his love all over you. And you will be at peace, and you will be all right. And when this does come and it's all over, you will be with your brother Jesus Christ in heaven with the Lord.
Amen, Brother Robert. That's so true. So very true. So thank you, Brother Robert, for coming in on with us today. And next time we have Robert on, we're going to try to do this by using the internet there. We get a little bit better quality on the audio there. But I think you should be able to hear this okay. And if not, go back and listen to it a second time. If for some reason it's harder for you guys to understand, let me know, and I'll go back and we'll add subtitles to the video as well. Thank you for watching, and God bless you all. Brother Robert, any last words?
Nothing other than thank you, Steve, for having me on. I'm going to be getting some more information in the near future, and we'll get back together on that to spread that info. And thank you so much, and I pray for you and Donna, and you guys do a great job. You guys are such wonderful Christians in the walk.
Okay. What you just heard is Israeli news. And they're talking about a book written by an astronomer named Carlos Ferradas. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. He's a Chilean astronomer.
Apparently, he knows what's going on. I don't know if is he still alive? Is he dead?
No. He was that picture you see, he was 93 years old. Yeah, the ones you see on the front of the video.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So he knows what's going on. He sees it coming.
Right.
And folks, don't for a minute believe that our government would warn us. They wouldn't, because it would be to their advantage. Because think about it. If they come out, just like the Brookings Institute, when they asked the Brookings Institute before they went to the moon, if we run across E.T., should we tell the people? They said, absolutely not, because all the foundations will crumble. So they know that. They're not about it. If something bad's coming and they know it, they're not going to tell us, because we'll stop going to work. We'll start prioritizing things, and at the top of the priorities will not be giving money to the government. I can promise you that.
And, folks, we're getting ready to run the gauntlet. And I've been talking about this, since since I've been on the program. And I've been tracking this since 2008. And when I first saw the constellation, out in deep space, there was a Hubble photo, and it had a brown dwarf star in the center of it with seven planets orbiting it. Back then, it was in the constellation of Monoceritus. Monoceritus is the celestial unicorn. That's the constellation that it is. And even further back than that, back in the 70s when Voyager saw it, around a constellation called Job's Coffin, and that was way out there. That was something like 70 to 150 astronomical units, from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was way out there.
Now, that's what started all the deep underground military bases being built, the infrared telescope, all that, right?
Right.
They realized it was coming.
That's what actually started it.
Yeah.
And you know, when in 1982, you know, when it actually, when they actually saw it.
Right.
That was when that was during the Reagan administration.
Yep.
And that was when everything started with the underground facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And all the redundant system, you know, being put in place. Like the
Star Wars system,
the Star Wars system, the seed vault.
Yes,
they initiated that.
Yeah.
Yes,
Norwegian seed vault. That's right.
Right, and you know, there's been all different types of things, you know, been put in place underground, you know, for this.
Yes.
To mitigate the circumstance that we're about to go to within the next. Yeah.
When's the last time you heard, go to your local fallout shelter? Do you even know if there's a fallout shelter? They're not worried about us.
But I think it's according to who's president. And I think this one, it may be a call. It may be a call to whoever wants to go into one. It actually may come. Hmm. It actually may come.
I don't want to go in one. I'd rather just take
Don't be surprised. Do not be surprised if you don't get a call. And who knows? They might just do it by birthday, year of birth, alphabetical order, and it could be done that way.
Hmm. Well, I bet you the old people will be the ones left to hang out.
Yeah, you know, who knows? Who knows? But listen, there's too many asteroids, and there's too many chunks of ice out there, you know, for them to not to be able to track them. All those starships that they have out there, there's not enough of them out there to actually track to those big rocks out of the way. There's no way it can do it. There's not enough time. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have faith, and we're going to have to believe that that we can get through this, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have to.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm so overwhelmed from every direction. It's just one more thing, you know? And I think that's how they want it. They want us to be so overwhelmed because you've got the economy. Am I going to have a job tomorrow? You got the COVID. I got to wear a dadgum mask. Am I going to get sick? You know, it's just this and this and this and this. And this is just one more thing piled on top.
Well, I mean, you look at it like this. I mean, just take it day by day and just...
believe me, I'm very familiar with that concept.
And just believe that, you know, that we're gonna make it through this as a group.
Well, I have total faith in God. I have total faith in Christ. I don't have any faith whatsoever in man, whether that be in large numbers or a single person. Man will let you down every time. That's just how it works. But God, I have faith in.
And you know, with that system coming in, there's no way that nobody won't be impacted, you know, from this.
Oh, people are going to die.
Everybody will be impacted by this.
Oh yeah.
And and I mean, just imagine on an inbound meteorite, one that's about the size of a car, is actually going to come in and it's going to cause a shock wave, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100-pound hailstones, I think the Bible talks about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's coming. But, hey, we're going to hit this break. When we get back, the phones are open, 272-9228. That's 272. 272-